Now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. In her eagerness to clear up the tangle that has been created in their dealings with each other, Mary has taken it upon herself to visit Rupert Barlow alone at his luxurious Long Island estate at Oyster Bay. And after a few minutes' conversation in the library, Mary has come to the point of her visit.
You see, Rupert, I can't quite figure it out. As you say, when a woman carries a loaded gun, it's usually for just one purpose. But with Claudia Vincent, I can't be sure that she actually meant to harm you.
My dear Mary, I'm highly flattered that this has caused you such concern.
But you know it must.
Really? I had no idea that my well-being was in any way important to you.
Why, of course it is.
You've gone out of your way to indicate how little I mean in your life.
Rupert, how can you say that?
Well, isn't it quite obvious? Take that recent trip to Bermuda, for example. That didn't exactly work out to be much of a success now, did it?
But you know what happened. Harry Jr. got the measles at the last minute, and I had to cancel my reservation.
So I found out.
And besides, I still can't figure out why you happened to be on that boat when you said you were going to Pinehurst.
Can't you, my dear? Can't you really?
But I'd rather not talk about that, if you don't mind. I came here to ask you a few direct questions.
Well, I'm far away. I'll do my best to give you the answers you want to hear. As a matter of fact, Mary, I've gone to considerable trouble for many, many weeks to do just that. But you scarcely seem to notice.
I don't quite know what you mean.
All right, let's skip it. Now for your questions.
The first question is about Claudia Vincent.
No, I thought we'd settled her.
Not quite. Not until I find out what you propose to do about the accident here.
The accident? You mean when you saved my life by grabbing Claudia and pulling her off balance so that the two bullets she fired at me went wild? Is that your idea of an accident?
Claudia swears she only meant to scare you.
Then by all means tell her that she succeeded admirably. I've been shaking in my boots ever since.
But that isn't the point, Rupert.
Suppose you tell me what is the point, my dear. I'm a little confused by all this, particularly by your husband's instant espousal of Claudia's cause.
I know. It surprised me, too, when Larry insisted that Claudia Vincent should come back home to Rosehaven with us.
Well, it's not entirely surprising. Claudia has a way of being most convincing, particularly when she has something to gain.
Larry is very impulsive, Rupert, and he believes Claudia's story absolutely.
Well, that's nice. Considering that I've been his friend and the backer of his play from the beginning, it's something of a surprise to find that your husband is so ready to take anyone's part against me.
Oh, it isn't that, Rupert.
It isn't?
No. I don't know just how to explain it, but Claudia has told us both time and again that she didn't mean to harm you. She knows it was a stupid act, and even a dangerous one. But she was hysterical, and she wanted to force you to help her.
I see. And Larry believes this story without reservation.
Yes.
And you?
I'd like to believe it, Rupert.
I see. Then by all means do. Take it as gospel, if you like.
But I want to know what you feel about it, what you mean to do.
Mary, what would you do in my place if someone suddenly started firing a gun at you?
I don't know. I honestly haven't the slightest idea.
Well, this is what I've decided, and I'll tell you why. When you left here, I threatened to call in the police and have Claudia charged with attempted murder.
Yes, I know.
I was angry. And frightened, too, if you will. But I've reconsidered the point. I've decided to forget about it.
Rupert, do you really mean that? Do you mean that you aren't going to make any charge against Claudia?
That's right. All I ask of her is that she drop this absurd attack against me. This story of how I was responsible for losing her family fortune.
Isn't there any truth in that story at all, Rupert?
Well, of course not. Can you imagine any reason why I would want to ruin Claudia and her mother financially? Don't you think I have enough money of my own without trying to rob a poor widow and her daughter? What do you take me for, Mary, to even think such a question?
I don't know. Of course, it must be absurd.
Am I supposed to be one of those schemers who prey on innocent women, who spend their lives fleecing widows out of their life savings? In heaven's name, Mary, give me credit for some human feelings.
I am sorry, Rupert. But how did this story begin? How did Claudia ever work herself up to such a pitch that she moved in here while you were away and stayed on, in spite of the fact that she knew she was unwelcome.
Claudia Vincent is making a determined play for money. All her life she's been trying to marry money, to get it anyway. Now she's worked out this wild idea. It's pure blackmail, and I could have her locked up at any time. But I don't want to, if it's possible to avoid it. I don't want any of us dragged through any more scandal. But let me warn you, Mary, that Claudia is a dangerous woman. I don't like the idea of her living in your home.
I don't like it myself, Rupert. But I don't know what I can do.
You better do everything you can to convince your highly susceptible husband that his house guest is poisoned.
I doubt if I could make him believe that.
Very well, but remember that I've warned you. Now let's get out of this gloom and get into the sunshine.
I really should go home.
Oh, nonsense. Victor? Victor?
Yes, sir. You called, boss?
Yes. Mrs. Noble and I are going outside to the shelter by the pool. Bring us something to eat and drink out there.
But, Rupert, I really must...
Nonsense, my dear. I've answered all your questions, haven't I?
Yes. All but one.
All right, then. You owe me the privilege of keeping you with me a little while longer. Come along now. We'll go out the side way. Don't be too long with that lunch, Victor.
No, boss. I'll get it right away.
And meanwhile, back at the Nobles' home in Rosehaven, Larry is getting up out of the deck chair on the rear terrace. And as he turns to his companion, we hear...
Well, Claudia, I guess that's the end of the sun. Unless I move the chairs over a bit.
Oh, I think I've had enough sun for one day, Larry. I don't want to be burned to a cinder.
Oh, I don't think it's so very strong this time of year. But perhaps it's just as well to cover up a bit.
I think so, too. Will you hand me my jacket, Larry?
Right.
Thanks.
I guess I'll put mine on, too. And maybe get up and stretch a bit.
Oh, poor Larry. You've been sitting here for ages being patient with me, listening to my poor, tiresome little troubles.
Oh, why, not at all. I've been very interested, as you must know.
Oh, you're nice to say so, Larry. But now that I've talked and talked to you, well, I realize that I must leave this house right away.
But why?
Well, it's wrong for me to stay. It was wrong of me to accept your invitation in the first place. But, Larry, I was so unstrung, I didn't know what to do.
I don't see why you're so all-fired anxious to leave when you've admitted that you don't know where to go. You'd better think it over a bit and try to let us help you figure out what you can do.
If there only were some answer, if only I could do the one thing that would make me happy.
What's that? Get Rupert to settle with you?
Oh, Larry, how could you think that my dearest hopes were so mercenary? How could money be one's highest objective?
Well, it happens often enough, Claudia.
But not to me. No. No, Larry, even though I'm in a desperate need, that was not what I had in mind.
What was it, then?
Well, if only I could find a part in a Broadway play.
Oh.
It wouldn't have to be anything spectacular, just a walk-on, perhaps. Oh, but, Larry, it would be a chance to fulfill my life's dream. How happy that would make me.
Well, I don't know that I'd recommend that as your next step, Claudia. You know what it's like to try and break into the theater.
I didn't mean that I believed it would be possible. I guess I was just dreaming, Larry. Just imagining what it would be like. Just supposing you could persuade one of those managers that are always after you to play the lead in their plays. If you could just suggest in a sort of offhand way that perhaps they could give me a chance to read.
Oh, but Claudia...
But you did tell me that I read beautifully. Remember, Larry?
Oh, yes, of course, Claudia.
Didn't you mean it? Or are you only trying to build up my poor, bruised ego?
No, I meant it all right, and I still mean it. But just the same...
Oh, please don't say any more, Larry. It's terrible of me to even mention it, after all you've done for me.
Oh, nonsense, I haven't done anything.
Why, how can you say that, Larry? When in a way you've changed the whole course of my life.
What in the world do you mean by that?
Oh, don't be so alarmed, my sweet. I know that my feelings are of no importance, and... I don't ever expect them to be returned. But, Larry, this was something I simply had to say.
Larry looks about in a rather embarrassed way, wishing that Mary had not left them alone for so long, wondering where her errand has taken her. Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband, Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.